North Korea said today its missile and nuclear programs pose no threat, but warned South Korea it was ready for war against its neighbor. The statement came just hours before Secretary Clinton was scheduled to visit the capital of the South, Seoul. North Korea is believed to be on track in preparations to launch its longest-range missile, believed to have a range that could reach Alaska, moving the rocket and other equipment to launch site on the country's northeast coast. Clinton warned Tuesday a missile launch would damage the potential of improving relations between North Korea and the United States. Lord David Alton has just returned from North Korea as part of a delegation from the British House of Lords. He says the new administration of Barack Obama still has an opportunity to improve the situation on the Korean Peninsula.
Well, first of all, obviously no appeasement. I wouldn't expect them to appease any more than the Bush administration did. But secondly, to engage. I've called it constructive, critical engagement. And I think nothing is ever lost by talking. So I would continue with the talks, but I'd go slightly further. There would be nothing lost in President Barack Obama instigating a formal cessation of hostilities. Technically, the war on the Korean Peninsula, which ended in a ceasefire just over 50 years ago, continues to this day. I think ending the war and establishing diplomatic relations, establishing an embassy in Pyongyang, as Britain did, incidentally, 10 years ago, would be the right first steps to take. And I have a hunch that if you were to do that, a lot of other things would flow. I mean, remember, there has been enormous suffering in North Korea. And if you contrast the poverty and the lost opportunities of North Korea with the wonderful situation in South Korea, where not only is there a thriving economy, but there is so much diversity and freedom of speech and expression and religious worship, that's what could come to North Korea if only we could find a way of moving the logjam. And my hunch is someone has to take the first steps. And I think that, as I wrote in the visitor's book at Panmunjom, which is the 38th parallel dividing North and South Korea, it's better for men to build bridges than to build walls. We need to build more bridges.